just start us off.
Sure. The young gentleman we just drafted is a kid from UConn, good player, good cover guy, play on and play off, good feet, good run. Actually, he ran again on his pro day, ended up running a low 4.4. So he's a fast guy, and he's a good player, good ball, skills and everything. So he can come and help us out. Steve knows a little bit more about the kid and where we're going to play him at, but I think he can help this team out a lot.
Steve, he came to football late, obviously. Do you see him as a guy who still has a lot of room to grow, I guess?
Yeah, I think he's a very, very athletic, talented player. I think they did a real fine job of coaching him at UConn. Both the corners of both him and Gratz are very similar, very athletic. But yes, he has a lot of room. But the nice thing about him, he's athletic. He can play the ball in the air. He can play press. He can play off. He can do a number of things. He's got really good reaction skills for a kid that's about 6.5 feet tall, you know, 100, 200 pounds or whatever he is, but he can run. So it's going to be great working with him. Plus, he's a very bright young man. He's a very personable guy. He's never missed class, so I don't have to worry about him missing a meeting.
Do you primarily play on the outside of UConn? Is that where you envision him play? Do you primarily play on the outside of UConn? Is that where you see him?
Yes. He's a guy that comes in and basically we're trying to raise the level of our competition between players, and he's a guy that comes in and competes and will make us all better.
Do you foresee him as a guy who can contend for a starting job, or at least maybe a guy who can come on the field and kick burner inside the nickel?
I think he's a guy that's bright enough where the learning curve won't be as long. He's a guy that I think athletically can come in and compete outside. I don't know if he's the nickel type of guy, but we'll see. I mean, he's athletic, and we just have to see how quick Twitch is as far as being inside, but he's a guy that will definitely push whomever he competes against.
How much press coverage did he play at UConn?
They played some off, but about 50-50. And the thing I liked about him is that when the ball was in the air, he has long arms, he's athletic, he can make adjustments on the ball and do things. So I'm really excited about this guy because I think he's a guy that has a lot of, like you said, a lot of upside.
Richard, how much did his size make him a guy of this value draft-wise? And Gratz, too, who's maybe a little bit short, but also coming into the division.
Well, the size, you normally want bigger corners out there that can run, and he got both of those qualities, and that's a good thing. But, you know, you want to find a football player, and I think we found one.
Mike, what'd you like about him, and how you think he fits in with him?
Well, I think just what Steve said, we targeted corners. We were watching them that were a little bigger in size we wanted, could be a little more physical, that were good athletes, that could come in and help compete, knowing that we're going to play – you know, they can play some man if that's what we want to do, or can play off. I felt comfortable in both. So I think we accomplished that. And, you know, it's kind of hard because you never know who's going to be available. As we know from the last round, of it was a long wait to this pick, and then we still got to wait for one more. But I feel we got a guy who can come in and help us, and that's exciting.
You think everybody talks bigger, physical, corners. I guess it's one thing to have the conversation, another thing to find them. Just today, Ciprian, Swearinger, Gratz, your guy in the division, all, you know, at least 5'11", all seem to bring some of that.
Exactly. I think that you wish there was more of them. You want to keep. You hope you can keep going. And maybe a couple more in the draft. But I think, I think everyone is trying to have those type of guys. And I think the defense is going in cycles like that. And more teams are playing a little more man, a little more press. Want guys up there, you know, attacking the line of scrimmage a little bit more, blitzing a little bit more, bringing five, that kind of thing. And it's been working. So you have to find certain guys that can do that. And this is a guy we feel that can come in and compete right away and have a chance to help us this year.
At the same time, you're offsetting those guys by bringing in somebody like Hunter.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly right. So that's what we needed, that a guy to get off press and do some of the things he can do, and give defenses something to think about if they're going to jump up there and a guy like him.
So what's he going to have to do better once he gets to the NFL level? What's he kind of the next step he needs to take to become a better player?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it just has to do with experience. I mean, you know, the caliber of receivers that you face in the NFL may be different than what he's faced in college. But I think with the quality of receivers we have here on this team right now, that'll be a great jump start to, you know, what he's going to face during the course of the year. And then couple that with technique and then me having, you know, my putting his
him butt. Doing his job.
Yeah, me doing my job is right. So, you know, it's just time, you know, but I think the nice thing about it is that he doesn't have, from a mental standpoint, far to go because he's a very bright young man, so that helps a lot. And then and the more you know, the faster you can play, and I think that'll help him a lot.
You talk about the fact he's never missed the day of school or whatever. Like, what does that say to you when you hear that about a guy?
Well, great parenting. But, you know, conscientious, focused, and his head coach, Paul Pasqualoni, was, you know, coached the NFL for a long time and speaks great things about the young man, not only as a player, but as a person. So, you know, he's probably going to be a lot like, you know, Jason McCourty as far as character and that kind of, you know, work ethic. So we're excited to have him.
Much, there was a, I guess, a run on cornerbacks in the second round, early in the third. Was he in that group of those corners that you felt like ratings-wise on the board?
Yeah, he was. I mean, we had. I mean, we talked last time after the second round. Yeah, it's exactly. We knew. Obviously, we were thinking defense even the second round if it fell right. So yeah, we were keeping an eye on it, hoping that we can definitely come out of the third round with one of those corners. And luckily, there was one there for us to take.
Yeah,